This is the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Talking about, of course, now we're in a Sefer Bamidbar. Of course, now we are in Parshas Naso. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. I hope everyone had, a wonderful Shavuos. And as we come to the Parsha of Naso, we come to the idea, the aspect, we come to think about the idea of Naso, carrying ourselves, carrying our nature, carrying our abilities, and carrying ourselves throughout the years. What legacy will you carry for 120 years, we should be Zocha? What will you carry with you into the next world? I like to talk about often how money comes and goes, but memories, happiness, that's what really matters. That's what really stays, and that's what really comes with us after 120. You could die with $1 million. You could die with $1 after 120 years. We should all be Zocha, and it won't make a difference. Because whether you have $1 million in the bank or whether you have a cent or a dollar in the bank, nothing comes with you materialistically. Not your house, not your car, not your money. Nothing. It all stays behind. So why do we waste so much time trying to accumulate money? Yes, you need money to pay bills and expenses, taking care of your wife and your kids, taking care of different aspects of your life. But accumulating the money, what is that for? We're not going to take it with us after 120. What are you going to carry with you in your life? What are you going to take with you to the next world? What are you going to do in this life? The Gemara, the Parsha talks about making a barley offering, taking the barley meal, and talking about the idea how, of course, you know, in a relationship, in a bad relationship, when things go sour, doesn't work out between the man and the woman, and for different aspects, different reasons, there are offerings that have to be taken place, and the wife has a different test, and oh, there's a whole Gemara about that, the Sota, of course. But we think about the idea that Tanya talks about, how that there are two aspects to a person's soul we carry with us day in and day out. Every soul, every aspect, and every nature to us really has two side-by-side things. We have the righteous and the wicked. We have one soul, we have the nefesh ha-bahami, we have the nefesh ha-sichli. We have the animalistic part of us that wants the base things, needs to eat, needs to drink, and wants this and wants that. And then we have the spiritual side of us, the nefesh ha-sichli, the elevated side, that is really the source of the wonderful aspect, the God, the part of God that really wants to strive to get closer to God, that wants to get closer to Hashem. We carry this with us, and the question is, which aspect of us are we carrying stronger? Which one is really more powerful that day? Which one is really, really connecting in a higher form that day? We have to make sure that the nefesh ha-sichli usually works much stronger. Of course, we're going to have falls and stumbles, and yes, some days the behemoth is going to win much more than others. He really needed to walk by that McDonald's to smell that trefa smell. He really needed to jump and do that thing, and he was battling this addiction and this affliction for years, and that was a bad day for him. But there were many more good days. We should always have more good days than bad days, and even if we stumble and fall, regardless of the addiction or the affliction or whatever midah we're working on this world, make sure that the sichli has more good days than the behema has good days. The body is called a small city. As two kings wage war over a city, the Tanya teaches us, each wishing to capture it and rule over it. That is to say, to govern its inhabitants according to his will, so that they obey him and all that he decrees for them. So do the two souls, the godly soul and the vitalizing animal soul that derives from klipa. They wage war against each other over the body and its organs and limbs. The desire and the will of the godly soul is that it alone should rule over the person and direct him, and that all his limbs should obey it and surrender themselves completely to it and become a vehicle for it, and serve as a vehicle for its 10 faculties of intellect and emotion, and the 3 garments, the thought, the speech, and the action, and the entire body should be permeated with them alone, to the exclusion of any alien influence, God forbid, while the animal soul desires the very opposite. So we have these two waging factors that we carry with us. We think about Naso, carrying, not just carrying the banners and carrying ourselves through the desert and the Midbar where we were for those 40 years, but in daily life, day in and day out, we have this war, this inner war within us. We have the behema only wanting the base things, the basic things in life, the base elements of our physical selves, and we have the spiritual aspect of us. We have the soul that wants more, wants to strive, wants to do, wants to go higher and higher, wants to elevate itself higher and higher. The question is, which carries us more? Which brings us higher? What do we carry with us? What wins that day? What is victorious that day? And what are the name, the deeds, and the actions that we're going to carry with us after 120 years, because we're not taking any money with us? And the secret is, not really a secret, but the answer is that every time we do a mitzvah, every time we do a chesed, every time we do a good deed and we learn a little more Torah, that godly aspect is winning. That nefesh ha-sichli is winning. Every time we fall prey to the nefesh ha-bahama and nefesh ha-bahama and doing an avera, of course, that aspect is winning. But then when we counteract it with the Torah, with the mitzvahs, with the chesed, with each act that we do, with each mitzvah that we do, we are letting our good side elevate us and carry us, having it be our naso, being our carrier for that day, for that moment. Of course, after 120 years, there's going to be all these defending angels, these angels of the mitzvahs we do. Every mitzvah we do is another defending angel for us. The Talmud points out to us, Pirkei Avos explains to us, every mitzvah we do is like a defending angel. Every avera we do is like a prosecuting angel. If you have more averas after mitzvahs, after 120 years, chas v'shalom, you're going to be at a bad disadvantage. It's like you're in a courtroom and if you have 25 lawyers arguing against you and you only have 10 lawyers arguing for you. You want it to be the opposite. You want it to be hundreds of lawyers arguing for you, for your defense, for your case, rather than having all of these lawyers fighting against you, trying to get you, trying to knock you down. We want it to be that we're carrying many more mitzvos, many more sichli, many more elements of the elevation of the soul, the elevation of our life in our life. We want it to be that we carry ourselves throughout our life doing much more good than bad, God forbid. We want it to be that we leave a legacy for ourselves, that we acquire a great name for ourselves. Kana shem tov, kana la'atzmo, Pirkei Avos teaches us. And Pirkei Avos also teaches us, kesser shem tov ol al-gabem. You have kesser Torah. You have Keser Malchus, you have Keser Kahuna. Those are great, to have the crown of kingship, the crown of priesthood, the crown of Torah. But you know what's even better than that? The crown of a good name. The crown of that good reputation, that good name that's only acquired through hard work. Lefum Tzar Agra, Pirkei Avos tells us elsewhere, every mitzvah, every good deed, every sacrifice for being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, that's really what stays with us. That's really what we need to work on, what we need to get in order to elevate ourselves. So as we think about what to carry ourselves, how to carry ourselves, we think about Naso as we travel and as we carry. What is it that we are carrying for ourselves? What is it that we are involved in? What are we doing in this life? What are we doing to be involved in ourselves? How we are walking around, how we are raising ourselves, how we are carrying ourselves in this life? Is it a life where we're just going through the motions, where we're just trying to make it through the day? We're just punching in at 9 o'clock and punching out at 5 o'clock? Are we just going through the motions, just getting through the day? Or can it be a day where we really carried ourselves, we elevated ourselves, we did many more mitzvahs than averos, we did much more chesed than not, and we made sure to ensure to leave a lasting impression on the world? We carry with ourselves the good and the bad every day. The base element, the behema, the animalistic part of ourself, and the elevated godly, elevated spiritual aspect of ourself. The question is, what wins? The question is, what is stronger? The question is, what carries us and what moves us forward and what elevates us? And the way to go about that is to each day to make sure you do a chesed that day, or two chesed that day, or three chesed that day. Each day you make sure, I did a little Torah learning each day, I was koveya itim. After 120 years, we're asked by God, 4 questions. Did you do business honestly? Did you wait for Mashiach? Did you try to have children? And did you set time aside for Torah study? It doesn't ask you how many hours and how many minutes, but did you set time every day? Did you try to have a fixed time every day to make sure that you were involved in Torah study? You want it to be that we carry ourselves, that we can look back on each day and say, yes, I can pinpoint a chesed or two or three I did today. I could pinpoint a mitzvah or two or three, or tens or fifties or hundreds or thousands would be great. To look back and see what I said every day. After a long day, you sit, you finally collapse into your bed, and as the thoughts are swirling through your head and you're finally decompressing from the day, you could look back in the day and say, yes, I carried myself with the Nefesh HaSichli today. I won against my behemoth inside today. I was able to fight with the good fight. I was able to make sure that I carried myself. So as we think about Naso, as we think about travels and carrying and elevating ourselves, raising ourselves through the days, through the weeks, through the months, through the years, how do we go about our life? How do we go about our days? What are our days comprised of? What are we doing to leave behind a Keser Shem Tov? What are we doing to leave behind a good reputation? How are we carrying ourselves and our name and our families through this life? What are we doing to try to leave behind us an elevated soul, an elevated existence, and an elevated plane to make sure that the whole world is uplifted, that we're carrying the world to a better place, to a higher place, to a more exalted place in this life? Think about how you can elevate yourself, how you could carry yourself, how the two base aspects of yourself, one spiritual and one not, fight for your attention, vie for your attention, the good and the bad, both competing for your attention, hopefully have more good days than not, and hopefully have more good defending angels than not, and hopefully each day you could carry yourself in a real Naso kind of a way to make sure that you leave a lasting good imprint on the world every single day in many different ways. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.